Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Zeithard with a Trengence. Courtesy of Fighter of the
Jesus.
Night Man.
Jesus.
Fighter of the Zeit Man.
Why keep calling me Jesus? Those guys kept saying Jesus. No, they said Jesus. Like Is Mount Olympus.
Throw a thunderbolt up your ass.
Yeah.
Do you know that movie was made before Pulp Fiction came out? So, like,
it was released.
He was like, I know I'm about to blow up, but I'm assuming it's because of the Die Hard thing and not like he both movies were in the can and unreleased at the same time.
Man, what a fucking wave when you're like a movie star and like you gotta be like, man, I got these two things that might shift culture and then I'm gonna be set for life.
Yeah. He proceeded to be the most successful actor.
Highest grossing actor
of all
did
time.
Did he still? I think we were always going back and forth because of the Marvel stuff, but I believe he's still highest grossing actors of all time. Sam Jackson.
Yeah. So, I mean, he's got the Jurassic Park.
He's got Marvel.
Star Wars.
If it's all roles, Stan Lee gets the edge.
All roles.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
This includes cameos and voice acting.
I got it. Well, so, Stan Lee is my favorite. I mean, Samuel L. Jackson is probably number two, but number one favorite actor is Stan Lee. I've always thought his range was remarkable.
It's Sam Jackson, Robert Downey Jr., and Warwick Davis is actually number three.
Warwick Davis?
Yeah.
Huh.
I guess from Star Wars films, I guess. Willow.
No,
I can't
it.
Be Willow. It's like, come on, man. You know Willow. Pushing,
that was my first thought, too. I was like
damn, Willow.
They thought it was going to be, they were like, well, people are Hobbit who? Lord of what rings? Because Willow is about to take America down.
His highest grossing film, Force Awakens.
Mm, yeah.
All right. Harry Potter. Yeah, okay. This guy, yeah, he's
okay, yeah, he's pretty
good. We get
good.
It, Warwick.
Nice. All right. Well, I'm Jack. That over there is Miles. And yeah, these are some of the things that are trending. Andrew Gillum, once rising Florida Democrat, who narrowly lost 2018 gubernatorial race against our future president, Ron DeSantis.
Ron Resantis. Are you suffering from dry eye? Try new prescription Resantis. it's wild to think how different their lives are 4 years on.
Yeah.
Like, he was like, everyone's like, oh, wow, Andrew Gillum might take, you know, might win Florida. And now he had, man, just scandal after scandal. He was like caught up in that like hotel room with somebody on drugs and shit. And it's been, now fucking fraud.
Yeah. He's told associates he expects to be indicted in federal court as early as today for alleged fraud tied to his campaign. So,
wow.
Interesting that he seems to not be able to get away with fraud at will. but other politicians and other parties seem to be good.
I don't know what it is. Ooh. I don't know what it might be. Or he was just really sloppy with it. But then again, I can't imagine he was the sloppiest with his campaign fraud shit.
Sloppier than Trump?
Probably. Yeah, I'm not. Like, sloppier than the sloppiest?
We talk a little bit about Ronnie D, Donnie Ree on tomorrow's episode.
Don Resantis.
That motherfucker is terrifying. Jewel. We talked about Jewel a lot years back as it was sweeping the nation and everyone was like, this is probably like not good for us. And it's, you know, that there have been laws passed and things have gone back and forth, but people are now saying that they expect Juul to be pulled off of U.S. shelves as early as today or tomorrow, which is pretty wild. Like, that's, first of all, it's still everywhere. And it's also, like, we were talking before, it's not clear, like, that what the big difference is other than that Juul is massive and like centralized and like being traded on the market, so like subject to regulation, whereas like there are lots of vapes, the ones that look like, you know, walkie talkies with a robot dick sticking out of them, like those tend to just be like one-offs, and like there's all sorts of like small boutique vape juice creators, so probably harder to regulate. You're also seeing like a lot of the, you know, mainstream tobacco companies coming out with their own kind of light product.
Philip Morris bought a stake in Juul. They're like, well, hold on, wait a second here. Hey, we'll take 35% of that for almost $13 billion.
Yeah. So we'll see. I'll believe it when I see it. But
I mean, I think honestly, even like the idea that it's like there are other companies that are a lot of the criticism of this, they're like, why just go after one? Like, if it's that big of a problem, go after the whole industry.
Right. But maybe this is like the first one to fall.
Yeah. For the I think what they're saying is like, it's like real easy for the regulators because they were kind of like the first big name and they were sloppy with it, breaking like laws and shit. So then it's just easy to just go after them because rather than being like, we're taking on the whole industry, they're like, man, we'll just go after this big thing. And yeah, there are other people that are selling products that are just the same.
Right. So yeah, Juul users, stock up. That's all I gotta say. Am I right? If you have like thousands of dollars, Juul's also very expensive.
How much is a Juul?
Like, so the thing, it's like it goes on like that printer logic, where it's like the actual thing is like $15, mm-hmm. but then like a pack of four of the pods is like, you know, $30. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you get, wow, real, I like that. Yeah. Real drug dealer. Real drug dealer shit.
I'll give you a pipe, but yeah.
You want 2 for $13 or 4 for $20?
Exactly.
Yeah, I'll take 4. $20 is most of the increments people are used to spending in to support habits. So I'm like, yeah, okay, well, fuck it. Let's do that.
I'll give you $20. Oh, what the fuck do I care? Kyrie trending. Lots of NBA offseason stuff.
What are we seeing and hearing?
So it's always interesting to get a look from inside the Lakers world.
Was it Woj or Shams, who somebody basically described the Lakers as, quote, the most significant threat to Kyrie leaving the Nets.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
I don't know. I'm not particularly a big fan of Kyrie Irving, the person. Can't deny that he's got skills. But I just don't know. I feel like most of the people who say like this is all just like bluster for his like for a Nets deal, because what he'd make $30 million less if he came to the Lakers. That doesn't seem like something he'd be wanting to do.
Yeah.
And it might be easier just to create some noise by being like, I don't know, I might go. I might. But then other people are saying like, no, the Nets want it, Kyrie wants it, the agent is just trying to do nonsense. I don't know.
I will say I am not a fan of like Kyrie's, you know, personality or the role in popular culture and the zeitgeist, but I think he's my favorite offensive player to watch. Like I am
a huge fan of his
skills. He seems to be the most skilled offensive player in my humble estimation that I've ever seen. But this pisses me off because I want KD. Like KD, another one of my favorite players of all time. You know, he's trying to build something in Brooklyn, and now Kyrie's out of there. It's not a great situation for KD. I would be sad because he's, you know, nearing the end of the peak of Kevin Durant. So this, I don't know. I know I'm in bad shape when a slideshow gets me, but there's on a website called newarena.com, they've got a slideshow. The top 30 NBA free agents, where the top 30 NBA free agents will sign. And I clicked through the whole thing. My computer is riddled with virus.
Spyware.
But
I really feel like this is, it's just a weird situation. He, like the Nets, yeah, what are they going to do? Kyrie leaves, KD's going to start, his head starts getting turned. I just feel like it's a weird move to try and be like, hey, he might leave for $30 million less, and we all know that's a better deal for him. Like, I don't know how you leverage that if that's what you're trying to do for your client. But we see this all the time, like in all sports that have like free agency moments like this where trades are happening in like most leagues, most sports. There are teams that it's easy to just always be like, hey, you know, they're probably talking to them too, just to kind of chum the waters. So I get it. You know, they're using our clout.
Gary Harris is somebody that people think might sign with the Sixers. So that's exciting. That would be fun. I like Gary Harris. Always have from his early days in Denver. Then everybody forgot about him because he went to Orlando, which is like a void of NBA fandom. My 76ers are apparently, you know, floating around, Matisse Thybulle as a trade. Thybulle and the 23 pick for a win now player. Not sure that's going to get it done, but, I like when Woj has like a spicy little take. He says, if you're a GM in the NBA and Daryl Morey hasn't called and offered you number 23 and Matisse Thybulle for someone on your roster, you probably have your phone shut off. All right, Woj.
What's he hearing that he's going to write that? You know, they're like, bruh, Morey is melting my fucking phone. He's sending GIFs now.
Right.
Like being like, hey, you there? It's really getting annoying.
Anyways, let's take a quick break. We will be right back.
Do you want to hear about the $100 wedding dress that just saved Abercrombie?
Or the tech acquisition that was just like Game of Thrones?
Or the one financial equation that can solve climate change?
Then check out our daily podcast, The Best One Yet, or as we call it, T-Boy.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And we pick the three most interesting business news stories every day for the perfect mix.
20 minutes each morning, you're going to feel brighter.
We call it Pop Biz, don't we, Jack?
Where pop culture meets business news. So whether you want to kick off a conversation with your buddies,
or you're going for that promotion at work,
or you just want to know the trends before your friends,
feel brighter by starting your morning with us every weekday.
Listen to The Best One Yet on the Wondery app or wherever you get your pods.
You can listen to The Best One Yet ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
With shows like The Best One Yet, How I Built This, and many more, Wondery means business.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
And we're back, and the gun bill, the most sweeping, comprehensive gun legislation that, according to many mainstream media outlets, passed the Senate 64-34, which, I don't know, when you got Republicans on it, hey, better than nothing, right?
Man, if we said that all the time, we say that all the time, it's better than nothing. Which is true. Nothing. Something is better than nothing. But Right. Is it an assault weapons ban? Nope. Is it raising the minimum age to purchase a weapon?
Nope. That rhymes with raising the minimum wage, and they will not allow that. That's too close.
No. That can happen. But anyway, all that said, what it does do increases funding for mental health programs and school security $750 million to help states implement and run like crisis intervention programs, closing the boyfriend loophole, which I think is really important, which basically bars anyone who's convicted of a domestic violence crime against, you know, someone they have. This is, again, remember we talked about how they were trying to argue about what is a relationship, even as now someone they have, quote, having a continuing serious relationship of a romantic or intimate nature from having a gun. But if they haven't committed other crimes, like if you have a clean record and you were convicted of misdemeanor domestic violence, you can have your gun rights back after 5 years. Jeez. So, hey, if you were nice before and your first crime was attacking a partner, then you just have to wait 5 years before you get your gun. And also, you know, like we said, it's like goes after like individual gun sellers, makes that easier. And then, like, one of the last points, which is weird, encourages states to include juvenile records in the National Instant Crime Background Check system with grants. But
so what does that mean? That, like, they're just not getting in the way of that, or they're making it harder for gun manufacturers
basically
to get
saying,
in the way,
like,
of doing that?
Hey, if you include their juvenile records in this database or this background check system, we'll give you some money.
Okay. So we can't make you do it. We're only people who pass laws.
We can only encourage it.
Sweeten
with
the pot.
Some,
you know,
grizzies. Yeah.
Okay.
But I mean, yeah. So that's, if the votes hold, and that sounds like something that could be filibuster proof. Wow.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't, we'll see how long this very minimal level of cooperation will last.
There's a bunch of, so Jalen Ferguson is the name of a 26-year-old NFL player for the Ravens who was just found dead And the, you know, there's just been a lot of young current NFL players who
NBA
have
too?
Died. An NBA player or recent NBA player who just died. And it's, yeah, it's troubling. Also, Tony Siragusa, who was a great defensive player for the Ravens and a TV kind of staple for a long time, just died at age 55. So, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, a lot of athlete deaths happening pretty close together. I had no idea Tony Siragusa. I mean, that, like, when I saw that, I was like, what? I thought he was, like, I thought he was always, like, hawking, like, lifestyle. Like, hey, man, be healthy. I'm Tony Siragusa. But,
yeah.
I mean, it's hard, bro. That fucking pounding your head all day and, like, gaining and losing massive amounts of weight. I can't imagine what that shit does to you at the end of the day.
Yeah. It's, I mean, I know that some leagues have, like, put in place, you know, early intervention, like just lifestyle training and stuff like that. But it sounds like the NFL could really use some shit like that, where it's just like, okay, you are suddenly a very young person with lots of money and also like in a job that like asks you to take your physical safety completely for granted or actively like put it in danger on a regular basis. Like, here is how to mentally deal with that shit. But I just feel like there's not enough, or maybe like there's just no good way to do that. And
yeah.
It shouldn't be a thing.
The more we learn about CTE and you see how a lot of players who are suffering from that, you know, end up in their like later days, it's just, there's not much evidence to say like, yeah, this is good for them. This is a good, this is good. This all roads lead to happy life and health after, because it doesn't seem to be the case. And I think, but I mean, that's most industries, like, you know, just like, we don't give a shit, dude. Just, we need to get what we need out of you while you can do it. And then I don't give a fuck what happens to you after. And then I guess the effects are just way more pronounced when your job is like smashing your body constantly. But yeah.
Yeah. And then Newsmax, OAN and Fox are in the news. Because they're being sued by voting machine makers of many different kinds.
Take your pick. A few different ones. They've all had different names coming out of their channels. All of them, Newsmax, OAN, Fox, they've tried to get their like defamation cases dismissed.
Mm-hmm.
All three. Sorry. The judge has been like, nah. We're gonna keep rocking with this case. In the case of Fox, though, it seems like, you know, the reason it wasn't dismissed was because Dominion Voting Systems may have properly shown that like Lachlan Murdoch and Rupert Murdoch actually caused like direct harm to their reputation, which is allowing the case to go forward. And if that's true, I mean, I'd imagine it's big settlement time, because I'm sure they don't want to be deposed.
Right. Yeah. Definitely not publicly.
They're like, all right, you got us there. What you need, man? Because we cannot talk about this anymore.
Dollar figures are such that it would be materially like damaging to those companies, right?
Like, if it went for like, you know, if they actually went through and what they're seeking, yeah, like if they got those, that kind of money. But I'm sure it depends on like, I know nothing about this kind of like law or law in general. I don't even know about Law and Order, the TV show. Mm-hmm. But I have a feeling that, you know, at the end of the day, I'm sure Dominion will be fine getting some just absurd settlement and then being like, and now keep our names out of your mouth forever. But I mean, considering like how much these three networks completely just spun people's fucking heads in between November and January of 2020 and 2021, you feel like, bro, they need to be complete, like, you know, we've always been saying these shouldn't be on the air, like most corporate media that's like trying to be like, the world is like this. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, speaking of Rupert and Lachlan Murdoch, their buying of the Wall Street Journal, like, can't be underestimated for how much damage that has done to,
mm-hmm,
like, just because I feel like that is a creator of like opinions among people who run shit. Like, I really think the country is being like badly poisoned by the Wall Street Journal. The Wall Street Journal is trash.
It's 1% or Twitter.
Yeah, exactly. It's,
you know,
so
just like Elon's
bad.
Like, let me buy Twitter to fuck with this entire group of people, like to be able to be in the ears of that investor class, you know, capital movers and shakers. Yeah.
Anyways, those are some of the things that are trending on this Wednesday, June 22nd. Still, as of this recording, nothing out of the Supreme Court on Roe, but we expect that any minute. So, you know, next episode. And hopefully they've gone back behind closed doors, had a good think on it, and have come to their senses. What do you think?
I think anyway. We only got us.
Yeah. That's all right. Well, back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.